Colossians chapter 4. As for you, masters, give your servants what is fair and reasonable, knowing that you yourselves have a master in heaven. Further instructions. Be steadfast in prayer, and even spend the night praying and giving thanks. Pray especially for us and our preaching. May the Lord open a door for us, that we may announce the mystery of Christ. Because of this, I am in chains. Pray then that I may be able to reveal this mystery as I should. Deal wisely with those who do not belong to the church. Take advantage of every opportunity. Let your conversation be pleasing, with a touch of wit. Know how to speak to everyone in the best way. Tychicus will give news of me. He is our dear brother, and for me a faithful assistant and fellow worker for the Lord. I am purposely sending him to give you news of me and to encourage you. With him I am sending Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of yours. They will tell you about everything that is happening here. My companion in prison, Aristarchus, greets you, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you have already received instructions. If he calls on you, receive him warmly. Jesus, called Justus, also greets you. They are the only Jewish people working with me for the kingdom of God, and because of that, they have been a comfort to me. Greetings from your countryman Epaphras, a good servant of Christ Jesus. He constantly battles for you through his prayer, that you be perfect and firm in whatever God asks of you. I assure you that he has worked hard for you, as well as for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Greetings from Luke, our dear doctor, and from Demas. Greet the brothers and sisters of Laodicea, and don't forget Nympha and the church that gathers in her house. After reading this letter, see that it is read in the church of the Laodiceans, and have the letter they received read in yours. And say to Archippus, do not forget the ministry given to you in the Lord. Greetings in my own hand, Paul. Remember that I am in chains. Grace be with you.